Pope Benedict may have looked relaxed at his summer residence of Castel Gandolfo this Ferragosto, as the Feast of the Assumption is popularly referred to here in Italy, but his thoughts and words were first and foremost for those living in those parts of the world torn apart by the violence of war. Entrusting this suffering to Our Lady of Peace,
alla Regina della Pace.
As he highlighted in Italian, following the Angelus prayer. Parts of the world like Lebanon,
Libano,
where he has sent a special envoy, Cardinal Roger Echegaray, but also places like Iraq,
Al-Iraq,
Sri Lanka,
dello Sri Lanka,
where violence continues to ravage lives. Pope Benedict's were words of comfort and encouragement, focusing around the figure of Mary.
May the example of her life of obedience to the will of God before all Christians, a source of hope and inspiration.
Earlier in the morning, Pope Benedict had celebrated a mass marking the feast day in his local parish there. A small church high in the Roman hills was packed with the townspeople there, families, pilgrims, and also his own brother. Let's listen to his homily to them.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
Pope Benedict shed light on the consoling power contained in the dogma of the Assumption. Blessed is she who believed, he said, referring to Mary.
Beata colei che ha creduto.
Adding fundamental to finding our home in God and thus finding true happiness is believing, is the faith. And Our Lady is the prime example of the purest faith, one which can never be reduced to mere opinion or information.
È unita a Dio, vive con Dio.
It was following this Mass that Pope Benedict made his way to the balcony overlooking the central courtyard of his summer palace to pray the Angelus. And when he spoke, hundreds of pilgrims listened. To them, he said that in the Feast of the Assumption, Christians should discern hope. Mary encourages us not to lose faith in the face of difficulties and inevitable problems of our lives. She helps us overcome our daily worries, reminding us that in this world, we are only passing through, that heaven is the true goal of our earthly pilgrimage.
La vera meta del nostro pellegrinaggio terreno.
Pope Benedict also remarked how much easier our lives would be if we kept this guiding thought in our minds.
Quanto diverse sarebbero le nostre giorni se ad animarle fosse questa prospettiva.
But as we mentioned earlier on, Pope Benedict's thoughts turned above all to the people in the stricken areas of the world, the Holy Land, Iraq and Sri Lanka, and in a special way Lebanon and Israel, where masses were being celebrated on the Feast of the Assumption.
Siamo in comunione anche con I pastori e I fedeli della Chiesa.
In the shrines of Harissa on Mount Lebanon and at the Basilica of the Annunciation in Nazareth.
Nella Basilica dell'Annunciazione a Nazareth.
Referring to all the ethnic and religious tensions and the conflicts prevailing in these particular situations, the Pope concluded, "May Mary obtain for all sentiments of understanding, a will to agree, and a desire for harmony."
A tutti e ciascuno auguro di trascorrere nella gioia questa solenne e popolare festa mariana. Buona festa a voi tutti, è venuto il sole, grazie a Dio.
I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.